The history of snowboarding. There are many claims about who invented snowboarding. It is known that during the early 1800s, Algonquin tribesmen made coasters for their children. A stiff piece of elm bark was selected, turned at the end, and a piece of stout twine attached to the front. The child stood on this with one foot, held the twine in its hand, and coasted down hills in winter. Many other crude versions of snowboards have been documented before the first commercially manufactured model, but it is believed that the first snowboard was the Snurfer, originally designed by Sherman Poppin for his daughter in 1965 in Muskegon, Michigan. It was essentially a skateboard without wheels, steered by a handheld rope. It lacked bindings, but had provisions to cause footwear to adhere. Next came the wooden Burton backhill, with actual places to put your feet. During the 1970s and 1980s, as snowboarding became more popular, pioneers such as Burton, Dmitry Milovich, founder of Winterstick, Tom Sims, founder of Sims Snowboards, and Mike Olson, founder of Gnu Snowboards, came up with new designs for boards and mechanisms that slowly developed into the snowboards and other related equipment as we know today. In 1979, the first ever World Snurfing Championship was held at Pando Ski Lodge near Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jake Burton came from Vermont to compete with the snowboard of his own design, and there were many protests from competitors about Jake entering with a non-snurfer board. Paul Graves, the top snurfer at the time, and others advocated that Jake be allowed to race. So they had this modified division they created, and it was won by Jake as the sole entrant. That race was considered to be the first competition for snowboards and is the birth of what now has become competitive snowboarding. In 1982, the first national snowboard race was held near Woodstock, Vermont at Suicide Six. Initially, ski areas adopted the sport at a much slower pace than winter sports public. Indeed, for many years, there was an animosity between skiers and snowboarders, which led to an ongoing skier versus snowboarder feud. Snowboarders were frowned upon as apoplectic young men terrorizing hillsides without any safety or courtesy considerations. Hence the joke. What's a snowboarder's greeting? Dude, sorry. In 1985, only 7% of U.S. ski areas allowed snowboarding. As equipment and skills improved, gradually snowboarding became more accepted. Snowboarding's acceptance quickly caught on around Lake Tahoe. By the late 1970s, some of the region's smaller resorts such as Boreal, Tahoe Ski Bowl, and Donner Ski Ranch were allowing riders onto the slopes. In 1983, the first World Championship halfpipe competition was held at Soda Springs atop Donner Summit. Over 100 competitors arrived from around the country to compete for $2,000 worth of prize money. Lake Tahoe's contribution to the sport was reflected in the riders that not only pioneered the foundations of the sport, but who still pushed the boundaries further than ever preconceived. Icons of the 80s like Craig Kelly, Terry Kidwell, Bob Klein, Alan Arnbrister influenced later generations. Their pioneering spirit and athleticism can be found today through the riding of Tom Burt, Dave and Mike Hatchett, Jeremy Jones, at snowboarding. Its growing popularity continued to break down barriers at resorts, riding the crest with a wider acceptance and a much-needed new revenue source and a refreshing winter high. By the end of the 1980s, 12.3% of all downhillers were snowboarders. In 1989, Squaw Valley USA's momentous decision to allow snowboarders onto its slopes became a milestone in the development of the snow sport industry. Soon, nationwide, major resorts followed suit in allowing snowboarders, and the sport's future moved from a fringe activity to eventually Olympic and World Cup status. In 2004, snowboarding peaked with 6.6 million participants. The International Snowboard Association, ISA, was founded in 1994 to provide universal contest regulations. In addition, the United States of America Snowboard Association, USASA, provides instructing guidelines and runs snowboard competitions in the U.S. Today, high-profile snowboarding events like Olympic Games, Winter X Games, U.S. Open, and other events are broadcast worldwide. Now, approximately 97% of all ski areas in North America and Europe allow snowboarding. And more than half have jumps, rails, and half pipes.